With that, let's go ahead and get started with Sprayer Economics by Casey Reynolds. And like I said, bear with me because I'm actually recording the desktop instead of recording a PowerPoint. You'll actually just see me kind of slide through like this. All right, but Sprayer Economics, what we're going to include in this discussion is going to be the importance of sprayer spreader calculation with regard to cost control. Everything really comes down to cost control, guys, because you can really lose dollars when it comes to applying these pesticides. They're very expensive, some of them, especially fungicides that we may be putting on turf grass, even our ornamentals. Fungicides can really, you know, hurt the pocketbook if you spray too much. You know, and plus you don't want to overuse because then you're breaking the law. Well, we're going to need to interpret pesticide labels. And the previous lectures and the chapters that you've read in the in your textbooks, you guys already kind of understand what the pesticide label and the information that's on the pesticide label. Then we're going to learn how to calculate rates and cost of liquid and granular formulations for spraying, and then granular applications of fertilizer and pesticides, and then combination products. And that'd be like a fertilizer with a pre-emergence. Good stuff to put out in the spring for, you know, pre-emergent crabgrass control on turf, and you're fertilizing it as well. So I mean, you're hitting it up twice in one application. You're fertilizing and you're applying that pre-emergent for your crabgrass control. Big thing here in North Carolina for lawn care. And then cost analysis of turf grass management programs. We're actually going to look at a spray, you know, taking an 8,000 square foot lawn and either doing all granular applications or doing all liquid applications, and you'll actually compare the two. So it's really neat. I do recommend you print these slides out. It is a PDF, and I know you can set up like Adobe PDF to print, you know, 4 or 6 slides per page. That way you're not wasting so much paper, and you know, you can print them out in black and white. Don't worry about the color. This is all a lot of text in this presentation. All right, sprayer spreader economics. Why is sprayer spreader calibration important? Well, for one, for the health of your plants. We want to achieve the recommended application rate to meet the plant needs and or control the target pests, which will be weeds, insects, and disease. Avoid injury of desired turf grass. You can really hurt your turf grass by over application of the pesticide. And then for one, we want to be environmentally responsible. I know a lot of you guys have some issues of applying pesticides. I've just heard that, and you know, just visiting other classes that some of you guys may not even like the idea of having to use a pesticide. But guys, it's big business. It's a big business in North Carolina, and we're the ones that can change the stigma that's related to pesticides. You know, you're the trained professional. You're the educated horticulture professional that knows how to apply these pesticides correctly and use them in a way that's not going to hurt the environment and use them in a way that's going to be beneficial to your clients. So we can change that, especially when we incorporate integrated pest management. There may be times we don't even have to use a pesticide. And the whole problem with the stigma related to pesticides is the lack of education. People hear pesticide and they freak out. So you, as a student of horticulture, you're learning about it. It's when you finish here, you need to educate your clients on the safe use of pesticides and that you may not have to use them in certain situations. But when it comes to lawn care, I'm an advocate for it. You know, it's fed my family for many years, taking care of people's lawns, so I'm for it. And we're going to control cost. We're going to look at situations, especially when we compare that 8,000 square foot lawn, by how much these pesticides cost, what the yearly cost is going to be, and how we can actually control that by reducing some of the pesticide rates. All right, example problems. And, you know, this is going to be something that you're going to see in your homework. And then on the lecture when I actually put the math problems on the board and record it that way. An example problem. How much would an application of Barricade 65 WDG cost for an 8,000 square foot home lawn if the labeled rate is 1 pound active ingredient per acre, and Barricade 65 WDG is $39.95 per pound. And we're also going to look at a problem: how much would an application of a granular combination product cost for the same lawn at the same rate? These are example problems, and at the end of this presentation, you're going to see actually how to work this problem. So don't get too nervous about it right yet. We're going to go through the slides, and you're going to see how we're going to break this problem down. And Barricade 65 WDG, we've already studied pesticide formulations. We know that WDG is water dispersible granular, and we know we have the 8,000 square foot lawn, and then we know how much it costs, and we know that we're going to put 1 pound active ingredient. So when you see how we break this problem down, you're actually going to be like, okay, you're going to understand it. So don't get too nervous. We're actually going to have fun with it. But spreader economics. What information do we need to answer these type of questions? Well, the product formulation. We know it's a water dispersible granular, WDG, flowable, liquid, granular, etc. We know these. They're in our textbook. We've had the presentation on pesticide formulations, and we have these great textbooks as references to always look these up. The recommended application rate, we're going to find that information on the label, and the acreage or square foot of the area receiving the application. It could be your lawn. It could be your client's lawn. It could be an agricultural field. You know, the previous problem, we're using a typical 8,000 square foot lawn. And what the product cost. You're going to know what that is because you're going to go purchase the pesticide before you apply it. You know, some of these pesticides, again, like I said, fungicides, extremely expensive. Some of your generic glyphosates might not be so expensive. So when it comes to the product cost, it just depends on what we're putting out. What tools do we need to make an accurate application? A calculator. You know, I even put that on the syllabus, guys. Some pen and paper, scratch paper. A properly calibrated sprayer and or spreader. Calibration equations. Please read, especially in your ornamentals and turf, the chapter 10 talks about calibrating a rotary spreader and a backpack sprayer. And I will either record myself calibrating a backpack sprayer, but I'm thinking there's some actually pretty good YouTube videos, but I will put a link on Blackboard that shows actually how to calibrate a backpack sprayer. And that's pretty much what we'll talk about in this class when it comes to calibrating. We're not going to get into the big boom sprayers or anything like that. For the simple fact, you guys leave here and you want to start applying pesticides, all you're going to need is a rotary spreader and a backpack sprayer, and you're good to go. But then access to pesticide labels, it's going to be on the product that you purchase. And also, the Turf Files at NC State, excellent, excellent resource for pesticide training and information on these pesticides. And greenbook.net. I actually put a link on Blackboard for that for you in your links and literature section. But first and foremost, proper label interpretation and sprayer calibration is important for what reasons? First, to avoid injury to desired turf grasses and non-target plants and organisms. Here we have Roundup injury on zoysia grass. What do you think actually happened here? Well, first of all, zoysia grass, it's a warm season grass, so it's going to go dormant during the winter. It's actually going to turn brown. As you can see, you know, this whole area, it's going to look like this the entire winter. Well, the thing with some of the warm season grasses, like early February, late January, you're going to see things like henbit, chickweed, your broadleaf weeds can possibly come up in certain areas of your grass. And looking at cost analysis, Roundup may be a little bit cheaper to spray on these turf grasses versus using a broadleaf weed spray. Well, what's happened here, the applicator sprayed Roundup a little too late. It started warming up. Well, you need to make sure that you spray the Roundup on top of the zoysia to kill the broadleaf weeds a minimum of 7 to 10 days before that grass breaks dormancy. You don't want it to start, you know, greening up and actually spray the Roundup on it. You want to make sure that that grass is still 100% dormant when you spray the broadleaf weeds over top of it. And if the grass is still dormant, you're not going to hurt it. You're not going to hurt it. But once that grass starts growing and starts greening up underneath, and you spray the Roundup over it to take care of some broadleaf weeds, you're going to kill it. And that's what's happened here with this yard. All right, what happened here? Well, looks like this may have happened during a mixing application. The applicator, spilled some concentrate maybe on the tires of the spreader. You know, a lot of these guys have these ride-on sprayers. They got the concentration mixed up. Well, spilled some either on the tire, or they've got a too. They got a, you know, a more concentrate that too high of a concentrate that the tires, when spraying, are getting wet, and they're putting that double. They're actually getting more pesticide when the tires hit the grass. So that can happen when you overmix it. You apply a higher rate than what's required for the turf grass. So you're going to see tire damage. Also, you'll see a lot of this in the fall and in the spring when you see actually mowing guys, not necessarily spraying guys, but they actually take the mower, and while there's still frost on the ground, you'll see guys actually mow over the lawn to get the leaves up or get the debris up, not necessarily that the grass is growing, and you'll see turf damage by the tires if there's a frost on it. But this took place with a pesticide, guys. So how do we avoid these types of situations? Well, there's two steps. A label interpretation, you need to be able to read that label and interpret the information on it, figure out the application rate for this pesticide that you're using, and then have your sprayer calibrated. Like I said, Chapter 10 in Ornamentals and Turf goes in good detail about how to calibrate a backpack sprayer and a rotary spreader, probably two of the things that you'll, you know, definitely use in your horticulture career. It's two of my favorite pieces of equipment to have. They're inexpensive, and you're in business pretty quick with a rotary spreader and a backpack sprayer. All right, so what types of information can we extract from the pesticide labels? We've gone over this before in previous lectures. The formulations, or the active ingredients, the protective equipment that you may need to wear. It may just say long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirts, gloves, and boots. But know that the proper storage and handling, and the precautions or recommendations, either the timing, the rates, the spray volumes, the mixing, etc. And here we see Dimension Ultra. It's 40 wettable powder. Dimension is a like a pre-emergent herbicide that you would put out for crabgrass. That would be another one that we've actually used for crabgrass. Sometimes, you know, you can get a little bit in the shrub beds, and it'll help within the shrub beds for the weeds coming up as well. Why is it important to know the product formulation? Preference of the applicator. You personally may not like applying a liquid, or you may not like putting out granulars or a solid. That's totally up to you. I'm comfortable with both, but some people I can understand why they may not want to deal with the liquid application. Calibration and calculation of the rates, and then the cost analysis. Again, like I said, guys, you know, you may only be charging $60 for a visit to do a lawn care application, and you've got a product that, depending on whether you use the lower application rate or the higher application rate, it's all going to hurt the profits. You may be spending that $60 visit. You remember, you've got labor involved with it too, but you don't want to have a pesticide that your product could be $28, and then you got to pay the guy to do it. So you need to make sure that your calibration is right, that you're not putting too much, and that you know the calculation rates of the pesticide that you're applying. Formulation, several common formulations, pre-emergence, For the crabgrass guys, pendulum 60 WDG. That's in that 8,000 square foot loan that we just, no, that was the barricade 65 WDG, the last one. And then the pendulum, which is a 60 to water dispersed granular. Barricade 4, flowable liquid, dimension, multiplied concentrate. And what do these mean? We've seen this in the previous lecture, and there's good examples of these in your core manual. They get, you know, that even list the advantages and disadvantages of some of these formulations. But let's break that down. We have pendulum 60 WG here. We have the common name for the chemical pendulum. Then we have the concentration of active ingredient is the 60. And then we have the formulation, whether it's a liquid or solid. And it's a WG in this aspect. Formulations, they represent the active ingredient in the product as well as whether it is a liquid or solid. Liquid formulation would be liquid for L, flowable F or FL, emulsifiable concentrate EC, or sometimes just listed as an E, sprayable S, and then soluble liquid SL. Dry formulations, water dispersible granular WG or WDG, wettable powder, water soluble powder, pellet, and granular. And there's, you know, a few more in the core manual, so please study that. And these are probably, this is either going to be homework questions or this is going to be some test questions. You know, I may say which of the following is an example of a liquid formulation, and I may just put, you know, two or three of these for you to pick from. But calculating rates of dry formulations, when using the dry formulation, so remember your dry formulations, WG, WDG, wettable powder, water soluble powder, pellets, or granular. When using these dry formulations, the number on the label refers to the percent active ingredient by weight. So with the Barricade 65 WDG is 65% by weight of prodiamine is the active ingredient, it's 65%. So 100 pounds of Barricade will contain 65 pounds of the prodiamine. 1 pound of the Barricade will contain 0.65 pounds of prodiamine. So probably an easy way to remember that. We have the dry formulations. So I'll think of like a, you know, powders, powder percentage. So you got, you know, you got PP, powder for percentage. So any of your dry formulations is going to be a percentage. Whereas when we start talking about liquid formulations, the number on the label refers to the pounds of active ingredient per gallon. So you got pounds in the per gallon of product. So Barricade 4FL has 4 pounds of prodiamine active ingredient per 1 gallon of product. Therefore, if you have a 2.5 gallon jug, which a lot of these pesticides we purchase are in 2.5 gallon jugs, the Barricade 4L, you'll have 10 pounds of prodiamine. So there's 4 pounds per gallon. We have 2.5, so 2.5 times 4 is going to give us 10 pounds of active ingredient in a 2.5 gallon jug of the Barricade. And listen, you know, guys, we were talking about prodiamine in a dry formulation, and we're talking about prodiamine in a liquid formulation. So there's going to be different ways that you can apply these pesticides. And again, it depends on the comfort level of the pesticide applicator, you. So how do we incorporate this information into sprayer spreader cost calculations? We're going to do it through dimensional analysis. We're going to start with what you have to get what you want. And as I've told my previous classes, guys, a lot of the times in these pesticide math problems, you're going to have more information than you really need. So you need to think about what is it that you need, or, you know, what is it that you want to get at, and with what you have. And sometimes what you have is going to be extra information that you really don't need to know. So be careful when reading some of these problems. And when we do these problems on the board, I'll actually kind of give you some examples of, hey, you know, this is just extra information. But remember, dimensional analysis, start with what you have and to get what you want. So we're going to use a random example here. It's not has anything to do with pesticides, but it's going to be something that, you know, you guys could probably easily relate to. Sodas. How much would 5 truckloads? So we got these big, you know, tractor and trailer guys that we see deliver a Pepsi and Coke to the grocery stores. So how much would 5 truckloads cost when delivered to a convenience store if there are 1,000 20-ounce drinks per truck and they cost 5 cents per ounce? So we have a 20-ounce drink that costs, you know, a nickel an ounce. So 20 times 5, I mean, basically $1 a drink, right? Well, there's 1,000 on a truck, and we have 5 truckloads. We're going to do this through dimensional analysis. We have truckloads. We know we have the truckloads, and we want to get the total cost. So beginning with the unit that we have, proceed to the unit that you want by canceling out units through multiplication. We have our 5 truckloads here. There's 1,000 drinks per truckload. So basically, we've got 5,000 bottles. There's 20 ounces in a drink, and they're it costs a nickel an ounce. So basically what we're going to do, truckloads cancels out, drinks cancels out, ounces cancels out, and what we're left with is the dollar sign, the cost of what we want. And here it is broken down. We canceled out the truckload, canceled out the drinks, we canceled out the ounces, and we have the nickels. We left with that dollar sign. So 5 times 1,000 times 20 times 5 cents equals $5,000. Units disappear when divided by similar units, leaving only the units, the unit of interest left at the end. And guys, I know you probably could have done this math in your head. And when it comes to pesticides, a lot of you will probably be able to do this math in your head. I've seen my dad pick up brand new pesticide that we've never used before, read the label, doesn't even have a calculator, pen and paper, but he'll sit there and read the label, and he'll sit there and I'll see him, I mean, you can tell he's in deep thought, and then he'll be sitting there calculating in his head and be like, all right, I want you to put in 50 gallons of water in the tank, and I want you to put in 25 ounces of this pesticide. I'm like, wow, he done it that quick. A lot of your agricultural guys, your farmers and your guys that's been doing this for years, they can do this math in their head. What I'm showing you here is an easier way to do this. We're starting with what we have to get what we want. You may not like this type of math. You may, in the next lecture, when we talk about traditional and alternative methods for calculating pesticides, you may like the alternative method a little more. So this is just one way. If you're having trouble picturing it, reading the problem, if you write it out in this dimensional analysis and figure out how to cancel out each other, it may be a little bit easier for you. So let's continue on. So let's look at the problem that we saw earlier at the beginning of this lecture. How much would an application of Barricade 65 water dispersible granular cost for an 8,000 square foot home lawn if the labeled rate is 1 pound active ingredient per acre and the Barricade cost us $39.95 per pound? So we're going to start with what we have to get with what we want. What we have is an 8,000 square foot lawn. And the easiest thing is, like, when you go do an estimate for your client, probably the first thing you're going to do is measure the square foot. And there's different ways to do that. And now, you know, now you can subscribe to like igolawn.com, and it's a satellite imaging that you can trace somebody's lawn. It'll give you the total square feet. But traditionally, what you still do is take a measuring wheel out. You go and measure somebody's grass. But we have our 8,000 square foot lawn. We're going to figure out how much it's going to cost. All right, so we have our 8,000 square foot lawn right here. We're putting this in the first block. Well, we know we need to cancel out square footage. Well, we know that 1 acre is 43,560 square feet. And that's something you guys need to memorize pretty quick. How many square foot is in an acre? It's 43,560. Well, we're going to cross out our square feet. Well, we know that with the 65 WG, WDG, that pounds of active ingredient per acre cancels out the acre. And then we have 1 pound of barricade actually has 0.65 pounds active ingredient, and it costs $39.95 per pound of barricade. Well, do this math across here. You get 319,600 divided by 43,000 times the 0.65 gives you 28,314, which is going the actual cost of product for this yard is going to cost you $11.28. Therefore, for the 8,000 square foot lawn, the total product cost for this application of barricade is 65 WDG. It's going to cost you $11.28. So, the good thing about this, you know how much it's going to cost you. Well, 8,000 square foot lawn, you know, for you or one of your employees to put it out, 8,000 square foot lawn, it's not going to take more than, you know, probably 10 minutes. The time you pull up, put it in your spreader, or put it in your sprayer, you're going to be there. I mean, 8,000 square foot, that's tiny. That's, you know, somebody's front lawn. They're there quick, in and out. What you can do with this math, guys, is figure out how much product you're going to need for the whole year. And we'll see that in just a second. But please print this out. Have these slides available when we're doing the math problems, and it may help you. Or you may like the other way to do it. This right here, guys, I'm just showing you one way that you can do these pesticide math. All right. Second part of that question that we saw at the beginning of lecture. If tank mixed with a three-way combination product for broadleaf weed control, how much would broadleaf weed control add to the cost? Then we're going to take TriMet Classic, probably one of the first broadleaf herbicides I ever used. Has a very, very strong odor. And if you spray this any length of time without a respirator or a mask, you're going to go home with a bad headache. But it's $29.50 a gallon. It's a very reasonable priced herbicide that'll take care of broadleaf weeds and turf grass. Well, we have our 8,000 square foot lawn. Well, here we know that by reading the label, that 1.25 ounces of Trimec per 1,000 square feet. So I can cancel out the square feet. Noticed here we didn't have to use the acre. As long as we can cross out our square feet to get our dollar sign. Well, we know that 1 gallon is 128 ounces. That's another figure that you need to remember, that 1 gallon contains 128 ounces. And that we know that it's priced at $29.50 per gallon. So for this 8,000 square foot lawn, we're only going to use $2.30 of product. So very, very reasonable to apply TriMet Classic to your client's yard to take care of broadleaf weeds. So 8,000 square foot, you know, it's crossed out by this because 1.25 ounces per 1,000 square feet. And guys, a lot of times you're going to see this with your herbicides for turf grass. It's going to say per 1,000 square feet, per 1,000 square feet. How many ounces per 1,000 square feet? How many pounds per 1,000 square feet? You're going to see per 1,000 square feet in the lawn care industry quite a bit. But all this information that was given to us, we know we have an 8,000 square foot lawn. We know from reading the label, and there's not a picture of the label here, but we'd have read the label and found out that 1.25 ounces of TriMet needs to be applied to 1,000 square feet of turf grass. We know that 1 gallon contains 128 ounces, and we know that it cost us $29.50. So product for that yard, that 8,000 square foot lawn, is only going to cost us $2.30. Right. How much would a spring fertilization cost for the same lawn if using a 28-5-12 fertilize spreader at 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet? Again, 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, you're going to see this all the time in lawn care industry. The fertilizer cost is $12.50 per bag. I've seen fertilizers get up to $18, $19 a bag. So this is stuff that you do not want to waste. It kind of always upset me when we'd see some of our guys applying to fertilize, and the rotary spreaders have like a shield guard. Well, we'll go there, and then we'll see the driveway covered in fertilizer. I'm like, why didn't all you had to do is drop the guard? We don't want to waste this stuff. Plus, where's that pesticide go? They're going to blow it off. They're going to probably blow it down the street, blow it in a drain or something like that. So please try not to get this granular stuff on pavement. Yeah, you're going to get a little bit, but you don't cover it. But looking at this bag of fertilizer, 28-5-12, it's your NPK analysis. And if you guys have had soil science, you've probably already gone over this, and this is familiar territory for you. But nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are your numbers in NPK. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, or you'll hear potash. You'll hear a lot of guys say potash. We've got 28% nitrogen, 5% phosphorus, and 12% potassium. And this is all related into pounds. So we have 28 pounds of nitrogen, 5 pounds of your phosphorus, and 12 pounds of potassium per, this says 100 pounds fertilizer, but no, this is a 50 pound. So this right here needs to read 50. Well, we know that we want to get 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. That's a given in lawn care industry. We have 28-5-12 fertilizer. We have our 8,000 square foot lawn. Well, we're going to multiply it by 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. It cancels out your square feet. We know that 1 pound of fertilizer will contain 0.28 pounds of nitrogen, because we know that it's 28 pounds in it. So if we have 1 pound, guess what? We have 0.28. Well, we know that the bag of fertilizer cost us $12.50 and that it's in 50 pounds. So we're going to cost us $7.14 of the product to take care of this, to take care of this property. Fertilizer, you know, in combination fertilizer is often combined with pre-emergent herbicides for the ease of application. You're going to do that a lot in the spring with the crabgrass. When this is done, how does this affect the calculation of rates and cost? Well, combination product. Example, if applying 1906 granular fertilizer with 0.38% barricade, what is the rate of fertilizer in pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet and barricade in pounds per active ingredient per acre if using the labeled product rate of 265 pounds per acre? So we actually got two problems in here that we're going to have to work, guys. You can calculate the fertilizer rate or the chemical rate first. We're going to start with the fertilizer rate. Well, what we have our 265 pounds per acre. So it's going in here. We have a 1906, which means, you know, 19 pounds. So 0.19 pounds of nitrogen per 1 pound. And we have 1 acre, again, divided by 43,560, multiplied by 1,000. All units cancel out except pounds per nitrogen, I mean, pounds of nitrogen per square feet. Multiply by 1,000 to get pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. So multiply the 265, you know, pounds per fertilizer is canceling out here. Pounds per nitrogen stays, square feet stays, acre and the acre cancel out. I don't know why my mouse disappears there, but it does. And multiplying it by 1,000, it's actually going to give us 1.15 pounds per nitrogen 1,000 square feet. Guys, I do want to show you something really quick. I made a mistake. That is, that should stay per 100 pounds, even though this is a 50-pound bag. That needs to remain 100 pounds because when you divide by 100, you know, you get your 0.28, and then in this math problem, you have the 19, which would be 0.19. So I apologize for that. Caught myself. Now we're going to do the chemical rate for that problem. Again, we have the 265 pounds of fertilizer per acre, and we're doing the 1906 granular fertilizer with 0.38% barricade. So here, because it's 0.38%, we're going to write out in decimal form 0.0038 pounds active ingredient per pound of fertilizer. And that's going to give us 1.007 pounds active ingredient per acre. And then when we combine these calculations with other resources, it allows you to calculate more specific desired rates for each application. Example, 0.75 versus 1 pound. And guys, you know, it's going to be hard to measure out 1.007. So, you know, best thing to do is to stay around the 1.0. Don't go over because then you're in violation of the label. And I do apologize that I'm having to scroll on the screen versus hitting the slide. Hope it's not making you too dizzy. These types of calculations allow you to assess where your dollars are going and which applications are more or less expensive than others. And guys, this is what this whole presentation is about. It's about making money and not losing money, because the worst thing you want to do in your horticulture career is go out of business because simple things like this. And again, product costs, they're going to be expressed as 1,000 square feet or acre basis. And the residential turf grass side is pretty much going to be, you know, per 1,000 square feet. Acres is when you're going to get like in golf courses and agricultural fields. By plugging in the appropriate information for each component, you can easily and quickly calculate product costs for comparison. You know, you got to know your square footage or acres, whether it's ounces per acre, pounds per 1,000 square feet, etc. Is your rate, your analysis, pounds of active ingredient or pounds for nutrient, and then your cost. How much does it cost per pound or per gallon? All this can be relatively quick and easy to figure out what your costs are going to be. And here, we're actually looking at a slide of of some products. You know, you've done your research and you've come up with these costs to what it's going to cost you. Well, let's say this is all the pesticides you're going to use in your lawn care business, and basically what you can do is call your supply houses and actually they'll probably start contacting you and you start buying from them. But we always get all kinds of information, you know, December. You know, pre-order your pre-emergent herbicides for lawn care. Order this now and save 10%. So it depends on cash flow whether or not you can do that. Well, if you can pre-order it, that's great. Well, you got to figure out how many lawns you're going to have. And typically, you're going to know that. And you'll see how you can calculate your total cost of product for the year and how easy that can be. But, I mean, here again, we have the Barricade 65, you know, water dispersible granular, $38.95 per pound. I think in the previous slide, like $39.95. But, you know, they've even broken it down. Per pound is $38.95, pounds per acre, 1 pound. So cost per 1,000 square foot is $1.37, cost per acre, you know, $59.68. So we've got all these prices for each one of them. Look at the heritage fungicide. You know, I said that fungicides were expensive, you know, $400 per pound. ounces per thousand square feet 0.4, cost per thousand square feet $4.56, cost per acre $198. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at a granular program, and we're going to take a look at a liquid program. Notice that the granular program has 4 visits and that the liquid program has 5 visits. And that's just because certain things you can't mix, and you may have to have that extra visit. Well, what we're doing, and guys, this is what I did when I was in the industry. I had this laid out for my parents' business. I'm not necessarily using the same chemicals because I'm here in the Triad area, and we know that Mr. Reynolds is down in Raleigh. So this is probably a lawn care program for, you know, some different microclimate down there. But here, what they're going to use in their granular program, the 4 visit, is going to use 16-4-8, 0.38 barricade in February. It's going to fertilize and be a crabgrass pre-treatment. The cost is $2 per thousand square foot. The cost per acre is $87.52. Well, and this is not for any particular yard. This is just cost of product itself. Then a second visit, 3610 with 53 SCU in a micro package. It's going to be done in April. Late spring fertilization, and it cost cost per thousand square feet is 1.02, and the cost per acre is $44.43. And this SAU, guys, sulfur coated urea. You're going to see a lot of fertilizers have that sulfur coating. Then 3, tall fescue seed and 18-24-12. 18-24-12 is a fertilizer that you're going to put out when you are plugging and seeding for lawns. You want that P number to be higher. Phosphorus is going to help develop the roots of the turf grass. But fall seeding and fertilization can be done anytime in September and October. Fall seeding, you know, $3.80 per thousand, whereas fertilization $1.50, and then cost per acre $165, and then fertilization $65.34. Then he's going to have a fourth visit, 3610 with 50% SCU sulfur coated urea, the micro package, is going to be done in November, December, winter fertilization. See, I don't know if I'd be using this analysis here. I'm used to something a little different, 24-5-11, but very close. So, you know, it's, again, it's for Raleigh. But it's a winter fertilization. It's going to cost $1.02 per thousand, and then $44.43. So your total fall cost, $6.32. You know, your fall visits are more expensive than per acre, $2.74. But the total yearly cost per thousand square feet. So you could take this chart right here, and if you're doing only granulars, and you go and measure a client's yard, and say they have a 20,000 square foot lawn. Well, we know what it's going to cost per thousand square feet. He's got 20,000, so 20 times the 934, it's going to cost you like $180 some in product cost for that one client. Or if you had a client that had 2 acres, well, your total yearly cost per acre, if they had a 2 acre lawn, you know, cost per acre for all of this, because that includes plugging and seeding as well, 406 times the 2 acres. It's going to cost you $812 to do a client that has a 2 acre lawn. So it's neat having all this figured up. You're pre-choosing the chemicals that you're going to use. Every lawn care company has a program that they come up with for their clients. And a lot of them advertise this. They'll tell you what they're going to put out in advance. But when their sales guys goes out and knows, they're going to know exactly how much product cost will cost for that yard. Well, let's look at it for spraying. You know, he's going to do 5 visits. You know, he's doing ProClip 65 WG. It's February pre-emergent, Escalade 2, and then 4600 urea. Well, he's got his cost per thousand listed. You know, it's under a dollar each. Well, cost per acre, you know, 32, then 15, 19, 14. And then the second visit in March, going to be a 14-2-14 with micro and 60% slow release fertilizer, $3.81 per thousand, 165.74 for the acre. And as you can see, guys, and I'm not going to read all this because we just did it for the granular, but when you look at this, total fall cost $612, total fall cost per acre is $266, total yearly cost is $1334, and total cost per acre for the year is $580. As you can see, it's a little bit cheaper to do this, the spray application, even though you're going to have an extra visit versus 4 visits versus 5, but your total yearly cost is actually it's a little cheaper because of that visit to do the granular program. Sorry about that. Total cost for spray is $1334 versus yearly cost for granular $934. So let's look at it right here. If we're using that 8,000 square foot lawn, well, $934 comes from our total yearly cost of the granular program. So 8,000 square foot lawn times $9.34 per thousand, $74.72 total product cost per year for all granular. Well, we're going to do $60 per visit. There's going to be 4 visits. That's going to be $240. The profit margin is going to be your $240 minus your product cost of $165.28. Then let's look at this 8,000 square foot lawn if we're using the total yearly cost when we spray it. $1,334 per 1,000 square feet on the 8,000 square foot lawn is going to equal $106.72 total product cost per year for the all liquid program. Well, we've got 5 visits. So we're going to do 60 per visit. You know, we're charging that client $60 each time we come and apply a pesticide. We're going to do it 5 times. It's going to be $300. Profit margin is going to be the $300 minus our product cost of $193.28. Cost analysis of each program. In this example, the liquid program is $28 more profitable per year. However, it does require the 1 extra visit. You're actually you're making more money when you apply liquid, the liquid pesticides versus granular. Things to consider. Liquid visits may be quicker, allowing more visits a day. My experience, probably because there's no cleanup, you don't have to get the backpack off and, you know, make sure that there's nothing on the patios and sidewalks. Yeah, so I could see that being a little quicker. Customer preference towards more or less visits, you know, the client may be like, I just want you here 4 times. And then applicator preference. It depends on what you want to do. And that image. Sometimes, you know, less visits, more is less. If you've ever heard that saying, you know, the more times you come out, the less impressive you may be, or you may be look like, you know, the guy that's just applying pesticides for money. But, you know, these lawn care programs, guys, these, I know we talked about integrated pest management. We're not supposed to apply things without first scouting. But these lawn care programs have been designed, you know, by the higher ups. I mean, these are coming from, you know, the universities. These are coming from, you know, research people that are saying that to produce that healthy lawn, if you use a program like this, it is a plan that's actually going to not really hurt the environment. And, you know, even I've heard that, you know, there's been some universities, and I'm not going to state the name, but that did a study on healthy turf. Well, well, think about it. Had you much rather mow a yard that's full of weeds, Bermuda grass, just nasty looking, versus one that's healthy and clean, it's lush and green. For one, it's quicker to mow the lush green grass. It's more time consuming. It looks horrible when you mow a nasty looking lawn that's full of weeds. I mean, the image there is just a lot better. But if you think about it, there has been industry research when it comes to healthy turf. A healthy turf that's fertilized the way it needs to be, that's free of weeds, that has the correct amount of water with an irrigation system that is set up to only give the turf grass the amount of water it needs. I mean, that's a whole nother ball game when we talk about, well, I don't believe in irrigation because it wastes water. The people that are complaining about irrigation systems are the ones that go and turn their sprinkler on, hooked up to a garden hose, and they go to the mall and they come back 4 hours later and there's water running down the street. Those are the people that complain about an irrigation system that comes on three times a week for 5 minutes. I mean, how is that wasting water? You know, you're giving the turf grass exactly what it needs, nothing more and nothing less, and you're producing a healthy turf. Well, that true healthy turf in a 10,000 square foot lawn, in this research study, that grass will take out more carbon dioxide than a family with two cars could ever produce. That healthy turf is pulling out the carbon dioxide than the family's actually making. So a good healthy turf. You know, people are like, well, don't put pesticides, don't apply, you know, don't have irrigation systems, and they're saying, well, you know, the grass is you know, destroying the environment. No, I mean, turf grass takes out a considerable amount of carbon dioxide. It photosynthesizes just like our trees and our shrubs. So, again, image versus cost. I mean, some people don't want that image of having pesticides on their turf, but look at what turf and what pesticides can actually do when used correctly, guys. Now, I didn't mean to get off on my soapbox about it, but I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm an advocate for safe pesticide use and definitely an advocate for irrigation when it's used correctly. You know, there's nothing wrong with irrigation systems coming on for 5 to 10 minutes, three times a week to give exactly what our landscapes need. You know, we all have to irrigate our gardens. So what's wrong with irrigating our turf? I mean, yes, if people are having trouble finding clean drinkable water, yeah, ban the irrigation for a length of time until, you know, the city water can replenish itself with rainfall. I mean, I'm for that, but, you know, irrigation systems shouldn't be banned altogether, as some people think. Cost analysis of each program, back to the spraying versus granular. The point of all this math is not to recommend liquid versus granular. In reality, a combination of both is often desirable. And that's what I've said time and time again. I don't like the spray. For one, you're taking your pesticide and your fertilizer. Well, you may not need that pesticide all over the place, especially mixing a broadleaf herbicide with a liquid fertilizer. Why not put the fertilizer out granularly and then have a backpack to just spot spray where you need to get rid of those weeds? Versus if you mix the two in a big, large spray tank, you're putting a herbicide, that a pesticide to kill broadleaf weeds all over the yard, and you may only need it in one or two small locations in the yard. The point is simply to take the time to do the math in order to see where your costs are going. And then this type of cost control in the office makes applications more profitable without any additional labor in the field. Spending this time in December and January and figuring out how much product you're going to need for the year will save you time and money. In addition to comparisons between products, calculations are also important to control cost within products. Most plant care products recommend ranges of application rates, as we're going to see with a fungicide. Heritage fungicide, guys, has a recommended application rate of 0.2 to 0.4 ounces per 1,000 square feet of brown patch control in tall fescue. We'll learn a little bit more about brown patch when we get into our O&T book. This may not sound like much, but approximately at $400 per pound, it translates to a significant difference in cost versus we use the 0.2 or the 0.4. Basically, you're going to double it. Let's take the previous example of the 8,000 square foot lawn. 8,000 square foot lawn, 2 ounces per thousand, 1 pound per 16 ounce. Square foots cross out, ounces cross out, and we're left with our dollar sign. So it's going to be $40 in product cost if we use the 0.2. Well, at the higher rate, 0.4, this doubles to $80 in product cost for the lawn. As one can imagine, it doesn't take many misapplications of this product to quickly begin losing money. And guys, the sad thing about this, we looked at the $60 application fees that we're charging our client for this $8,000 loan. Well, if you're only charging 60 bucks, because when a lawn care customer hears 60 bucks in application, they're going to want that to include the fungicides too. You know, you may be lucky and be able to charge a little more for that, but you're going to, that's kind of the standard. You know, it's X amount of dollars per visit, no matter what you're putting out. Well, here, you're still going to make 20 bucks. But if you did the 4 ounces, you're losing 20 bucks because it's going to cost you 80 bucks. Because most of them clients, they're only going to want to hear it's going to cost this a certain amount. They've got it in their budget as well. And how do you determine what is the appropriate rate when product labels provide ranges? Well, pest control recommendation manual, the turf files at NC State, and then just your previous experience in record keeping. You're going to gain this knowledge just over time, guys. All of this is completely dependent upon having a properly calibrated sprayer and spreader. Again, Chapter 10 in your O&T is a great book on calibrating the backpack sprayer and the rotary spreader. Otherwise, calculation performed in the office will not translate into savings in the field. That's true. You may do all this math, being the business owner, and say, well, I'm only going to spend this much on product. I've got this many lawns that I'm going to do. I've got this amount of time involved with each one. I'm going to make this much money off my lawn care division this year. But if your employees or you don't calibrate that equipment, you're going to lose money. Sprayer, spreader economics. We'll learn more about this in the next lecture. But the 5940 method, 5940 is a constant. But you have gallons per acre and gallons per minute equations. Your gallons per acre is, you know, your GPM times the 5940 constant divided by miles per hour times nozzle spacing. Gallons per minute is gallons per acre times mile per hour times nozzle spacing divided by the 5940 constant. And again, this is like if you're doing large agricultural fields, guys. And the 128 method, calibrating a backpack sprayer. I think this is one of the best ways to calibrate a backpack sprayer. And this will be like the YouTube link that I put up, or if I record myself calibrating a backpack, we'll do the 1/128 method. We have 1 acre, again, is 43,560 square feet. A gallon is 128 ounces. So we have the 1/128 method. We're going to mark out an area of 340 square feet. So we're going to actually take 18 times 4 times 18 times 4 is going to give us 340 square feet. Spray an area 340 square feet with your backpack sprayer and use a stopwatch to record the time. And this, guys, this is just going to be water. You're going to fill your backpack sprayer with water, and you're going to mark it on something that you can see, like pavement. You know, because it's just going to water, and you know, it's better to do it earlier in the day, because I've actually seen the water start drying. You don't know, on a hot day, if you're spraying asphalt or concrete, that water's going to evaporate pretty quick. But you're going to evenly spray that 18 by 4 area. You're going to cover that 300 square feet. You're going to record it with your stopwatch. Spray with your backpack sprayer into a bucket or a measuring container for the length of time needed to cover that 340 square feet. So I've sprayed my 340 square feet on my backpack, and let's say it took me 20 seconds. We're just saying that hypothetically. Well, for 20 seconds, I'm going to go and spray in a bucket or a measuring container for 20 seconds. And the number of ounces collected equals the gallons per acre spray coverage using your backpack sprayer. So if you sprayed in 10 ounces, that's going to be the equivalent to the gallons per acre using that backpack sprayer. Well, let's look at the example they give us. Time to spray, 15 seconds. 15 seconds collected 30 ounces of water. 30 ounces equals 30 gallons per acre spray rate. 43,560 square feet divided by 30 gallons equals 1,452 square feet per gallon. A 4-gallon backpack would cover 5,805 square feet. Well, if we were spraying that 8,000 square foot lawn, you know, we're going to have to use a full backpack and then about a little more than half to cover that whole 8,000 square feet. Spreader calibration. Granular product labels often provide starting points for calibration based on the spreader manufacturer. However, it's always important to perform your own calibration using more accurate methods such as the catch pan method or the sweep and weigh method. When you do this, guys, the good thing about calibrating a backpack sprayer is that you can use water. Bad thing about calibrating a rotary spreader is you're actually going to have to use the product itself. You're going to have to, you know, have plastic laid down or have an area that you can collect that pesticide and not, for one, waste it or contaminate the environment of it being on pavement and getting washed down the drain. Conclusions, spreader sprayer math is very important in achieving adequate control when using fertilizer and other plant health products. As illustrated, also extremely important in controlling cost and making profitable applications. And this is our last slide. Conclusion, it is important to use all the tools at your disposal to properly calculate materials and calibrate equipment. Again, NC State Turf Files, labeling websites such as CDMS.net, North Carolina Pest Control Recommendation Guide, and others.